السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Ulamai kiram, most respected brothers, our sisters listening at the madrasa and those listening over receivers. We have been discussing from Nashrutti fi zikri Nabiyyil Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam some ahadith on the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam himself says that I have been sent to perfect good character. To perfect this akhlaq, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, I have been sent. Because it is easy to make our namaz, to fast, to go for hajj, to give zakat. Now all these things that the person is doing, there is not much interaction. Although in hajj, and even in namaz, and even in other ibadat, if you really have to look at it, there is interaction. In the masjid we will come. So there will be lots of other people with whom we will have to interact in some way or the other. We are going to pass them, cross them, see them in the wuzu khana, or see them in the masjid, or stand next to them in the saf. Or you will have some kind of parking that you will do, where again you will be meeting people. So in all these areas also, although the namaz, roza, zakat, hajj are farais, but if you have to really look at it, there's a lot of things that will involve others. We will have to interact with others. And that is where our akhlaq will show. Not in how beautifully we made our namaz. The namaz in the masjid will make it beautiful. But after that, how are we going to behave and act with all the other people? That is where our akhlaq will show. Because unfortunately it seems that everybody is just walking on pins and needles. Everybody has got a temperature problem. No matter how cold the weather, no matter how freezing outside, but everyone has got very, very high temperature. Anger has got no limit. Even today I was discussing with one brother who was having a problem with another person. I can finish him up, I've got my gun, I can also do this and I can also do that. I said, after that what? If you are having a problem with someone, we understand there must be a problem. But this gun business that I've got a gun, so I can just shoot the person, then what? Then you will be in prison, crying, and he will be outside laughing. And the best laugh shaitan will have. What else is going to happen? With a Muslim brother, with anybody else, you've got some problem, try and resolve it in an amicable manner, in a good way, with akhlaq, give and take, overlook, forgive. That is what akhlaq is all about. That we take the pain, we take the suffering, we take the difficulty and hardship upon ourselves. and we overlook the faults and weaknesses and shortcomings of others. That is akhlaq. Indeed, in Islam, there's nothing but justice. Islam is just and fair. So therefore, a person is entitled. He has the right to demand justice. He has the right. But when we say we're talking about seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and we want to learn more about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life and we attend the big conferences and programs, so then what are we really learning? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life, was there all the time grudge, revenge, avenge? Were those the words in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's dictionary? In Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's dictionary, did we ever find any kind of avenge, revenge for any harm that was done to him? I mentioned this before too, and I repeat that for disciplining purposes, sometimes a parent has to show some anger. Sometimes the husband has to show some kind of anger. If the wife is involved in infidelity, if the wife is not loyal and faithful, and she is involved with some other kind of haram, so now must the husband smile and be quite happy and pleased? He's going to show some kind of anger. In the same way, if the husband is also involved in extramarital relationship, he is involved in other kinds of sins and vices and evils, he is watching all the filth on the TV and on the internet, and he is even telling the wife that you too must participate in this sin. Ham to dube hai, sanam to jabi leke dubenge. So now she's not going to be very happy about it. She has to express her anger, her dislike. So this is something different. For the teacher sometimes has to show some kind of authority. The principal has to show some authority. The sheikh has to show some authority. The employer. But there are limits. I am talking about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq in general, that he was always forgiving, very large-hearted. There was no question of any kind of revenge for personal self. Nothing. So if we really want to become the beloved of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then we have to aspire for that. A person who can say, I want justice, I want exactly what is due to me. I also want the pound of flesh. But then we are, especially those who are saying that we want to travel this path of tasawwuf and suluk, so then how is it going to come if we are going to also be all the time demanding our right, this was my right, this was my right. Indeed, there are lots of rights we have, but what about the rights of others also? And what about the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Look at how much he forgave. We have discussed this at length in the different incidents I have given to you in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his forgiveness. And who does not know Fateh Makkah type? Those very people were after his blood. They were ready to assassinate him if they had the opportunity. They created all kinds of obstacles and problems for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They were the ones who made Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam leave his beloved city, place of his birth. He really loved Makkah Mukarrama. And imagine Baytullah Sharif was there. They deprived Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam of tawaf of the holy Kaaba Sharif. His companions also, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made hijrat, so they also made hijrat with him. They also made hijrat. But how their hearts must have taken that separation from the Kaaba Sharif, the Baytullah Sharif. That they knew that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, wherever he goes, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be happy that we follow him. We are not going to do calculations, as my sheikh says. That here you get 100,000 sawab and there you get 50,000. He said, wherever Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam will go, Sayyidul Anbiya, Jameelo mein Ajmal, Kamilo mein Akmal, Sharifo mein Ashraf, Tajdar Madina, Ahmad Mustafa, Muhammad Mustafa, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, wherever he goes, we will go with him. For in his company, we will get the fragrances, the different fragrances, which will imbibe within us the fragrance of taqwa of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the shukr of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the zuhd and the qanaat, the contentment and the tawakkul and the yaqeen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's generosity, his kindness, his forgiveness, his mercy, his sympathy, his love, his affection, his compassion, his mercy. Now all these sifat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how else could they have got it? If they stayed there, they would have continued making the tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. But they would not have been able to get this anywhere else except in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So no matter how heavy it was on their hearts, but they would have never left Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the hukam was given of hijrah, so they didn't even look back that who we left behind and how much we left behind and what we have left behind and whom we have left behind, nothing. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is making hijras, so we also must make hijrah. And then look at what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave to them. The akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came into their lives. So much so that even if an outsider came, because most of the time Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was no distinct place that he sat. Nowadays we sit in a little high position so that people don't have to keep straining their necks to see us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to sit amongst them. Sometimes a person used to come and ask, the man Muhammad fikum sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So sometimes strangers used to come and they look at some sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and they took it for granted that this must be Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Looking at his character and his akhlaq, they came to the conclusion must be Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There are many incidents like that. Look at when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived, hijrah. They made hijrah and came from Makkah Sharif, came to Medina Sharif. When they arrived at Quba, there, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was tired. So look at Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. We would have said that na'uzu billah, that he doesn't even have etiquette, na'uzu billah. That they thought he was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and they kept on shaking hands with him and he too continued shaking hands with him, with them. Until when the sun shone brightly and there was a need to put some kind of a shade over Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And when he pulled his cloth over Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then they realized that this is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now they started shaking hands with him. Now why did Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu do that? He did that because he wanted Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to have a little bit of rest. Otherwise everybody would have grabbed him same time. That was akhlaq. In the muhabbat also they had akhlaq. That was the tarbiyah. But what I was explaining is that many sahabas of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, first look they thought this must be Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. After that of course they realized. Why? Because of that akhlaq. When they came from the outside, they met somebody on the outside. But when they came in the masjid, and then they saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then they realized that this is the Rasul of Allah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So where else would they have got that? If they didn't make that hijrah, where would they have got it? They would have made tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, but they wouldn't have got this. Sahabat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made them sahaba. That is why we call them sahaba. Otherwise sahabas, they were hajis also. 124,000 plus minus, didn't they make haji? So there were hajis also. But is any but sahabi's name, do we say Haji Abu Bakr, Haji Umar, Haji Ali? Didn't they make hajj? There were namazis also. But we don't call anybody namazi so and so. The conspicuous quality, the distinctive distinction that they had was that they had the companionship of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ashabi kan najum, bi'ayyim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. My companions are like guiding stars. Whichever one of them you follow, you'll get hidayah. Sahaba. So much has been said about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. So they got this in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That same kind of forgiveness, that same kind of charity is that same kind of generosity and kindness, that same kind of large-heartedness and forgiveness. Even in the battlefield, read the hikayat of Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'i. The person is dying, but just be, and somebody gives him water, he says, somebody else is groaning from the other side, say, take it to him. Now will anybody at the time of dying allow the water to go to somebody else? And then he hears another groan, he says, take it to him. He is more in need of it. Goes round like that, comes back by the time this person has passed away. Goes to the next one, he has passed away. He has become shaheed. Where is that akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our lives? We may not be able to have that kind of perfection, and who can have that kind of perfection? That was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He was perfect in all aspects. Ours is nothing but anger, anger, anger. Everybody is angry, as I keep saying. It looks like the whole world is angry. Teachers are angry about the pupils. Pupils are angry with teachers. Government angry with the citizens. Citizens angry with the government. Parents angry with children. Children angry with parents. Brothers angry with sisters. Sisters angry with brothers. Family members angry with family members. Everybody is angry. Why? The reason is that we have forgotten Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ahkam and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings. Therefore there's so much of fights, quarrel, argument that our peace and sukoon has vanished. Sometimes they are pious people. For them it is a test and a trial. They go out of their way to display the best of character and the best of akhlaq. But we'll get somebody or the other irritating them, agitating them, swearing them, cursing them, trying to make their life uneasy and unhappy. But because they have Allah Ta'ala in their hearts, then as human beings they get that natural grief and sorrow and pain and suffering. They also feel hurt. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is told in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala knows that you feel hurt when they say certain things about you. But you must make tasbih. So in their hearts, because they have Allah Ta'ala and they look at Allah Ta'ala, that everything is coming from there. Either it is coming as an azab of Allah Ta'ala or it's coming as a test. One of the two things. But it's coming from Allah Ta'ala. So if it's coming as an azab, so that mu'min will make plenty of tawbah, istighfar, regret, shame, nadamat, shed the tears and wet the musalla, and then see how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives sukoon in that heart. We shed tears over everything, we are shedding tears, but we are not shedding tears over. And there's nothing wrong, it's not haram. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself shed tears over Ibrahim, his son, when he passed away. Ya Ibrahim, inna bi firaqika la mahzunun. We are grieved at your departure. So when we shed tears over other things, then it creates depression in our hearts. Permissible. But if a person just sits and keeps crying on the loss of his mother, father, wife, child, car, shop got burned down, home got destroyed, or somebody stole the jewelry and gold and silver, now the person keeps crying over it, so there's nothing wrong if he cried a little, nothing wrong. But if he keeps crying, what's going to happen? He's going to be depressed. Genuine depression. But if he's got this yaqeen that it is coming from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, either it is a test or an azab. If it's an azab, then make tawbah, istighfar, turn towards him. If zakat wasn't paid, then start paying the zakat. And if people's rights were trampled upon, or people's properties have been digested, or wealth has been taken and usurped, or the widows and orphans, their rights were not given to them, their share was not given to them, then start making tawbah, return whatever is due to whomever it is due, then see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will again give sukoon to that person. And if it is a test, then even in the test, the person will still have sukoon in his heart. He will have some kind of sukoon, some tranquility. He can't put it in words and we can't explain it in words. We say, how can that be that one side is suffering and the other side we say he's got sukoon. One side is making high and is crying with pain. And the other side we say it's got sukoon also, it can't be. But we know that the thorn In the midst of those thorns, the beautiful flower blooms. And when the Swiss came out with waterproof watches first, so it was something unique. It's a waterproof watch. But he thought as a lesson that you can go down, deep down the ocean where there are storms lashing at that watch. But the water is not going inside the watch, it's all outside the watch. Storms are there. Huge waves are lashing. But it's all outside the watch, it's not inside. So the Allah Walas, that is what happens. Storms they also face. But because of their muhabbat with Allah Ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ishq and ita'at that they have, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes those storms outside the heart. Inside the heart they still enjoy sukun. Because Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives the happiness, He is the one who sends the sadness and grief. So the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajmain, they taught us akhlaq, what they learned from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So we are discussing this hadith sharif, which Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, or Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was the most truthful person. Very, very truthful. There was no question of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam speaking any kind of lie. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, even the kuffar, the mushrikeen, they trusted Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They trusted him so much that they, on the one hand, rejected his teachings, and on the other hand, they left their amanat by him for safekeeping. That's the kind of trust they had. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, hadith sharif, which we have discussed many times, and it is indeed something that if we have to implement in our lives, lots of our problems will disappear. Ayatul Munafiq Thalath. The signs of a munafiq and hypocrite are three. Iza haddatha kadhaba, wa iza wa'ada akhlafa. When the person speaks, he speaks lies. And when he makes promises, he breaks the promise. And when he's entrusted, then he betrays the trust. When he's entrusted, he betrays the trust. And in another hadith sharif, that when he enters into some kind of argument or discussion, then thereafter he'll start using vulgar language. Now if we have to open up, or as they say, unpack this hadith sharif of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then it will cover every aspect of our life. And all these problems which we are facing now, we will find them related to one of these three things or four things that he has mentioned. That nifaq and hypocrisy, which is the trait of ours at present. Therefore I have mentioned on previous occasions also, that we must engrave this on our hearts, this beautiful saying of Hazrat Shah Wasiullah Rahmatullah Alayh. He should say, nifaq jo hai is zamane ka sikka ra'ijul waqt. Hypocrisy is the currency of this time. Hypocrisy. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, these are the signs of the hypocrites. Now each and every one of us must check. He says, hypocrisy is the currency of the time. We just do not know who is a friend and who is an enemy. We just do not know who is ours and who is not. We do not know who is loyal and who is not. Who is trustworthy and who is dishonest and not trustworthy. So nifaq and hypocrisy is a currency, like how we deal with rand, gold, rand and dollars and pounds and other currencies. He said, that's the currency today. Take it in the marketplace, you'll find the same currency of lies and cheat and breaking of promises and swearing and cursing and shouting and screaming and fighting and all those kind of things. Or you will find betrayal of trust. How much of betrayal of trust? The person gives sometimes his power of attorney and thinks that he's going for Hajj. So I give it to my friend and he will look after my property. The person uses the same power of attorney to transfer everything into his name. So you will find this currency, I'm talking about this currency, nifaq, he says hypocrisy is a currency of the time. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discusses the munafiqeen in the Quran Sharif in so many places. In the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so much of discussion. So how can we say that now it's not necessary that these things be repeated? And especially for people like us who are wanting to bring Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's teachings in our lives, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ishq and muhabbat in our lives. Can we get it with nifaq and hypocrisy? We want to become waliullahs. We want to have great enjoyment when we talk about the karamat of the awliya. How did they get to those stages? So this hypocrisy and nifaq. So therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that he was the most truthful person. Tabiyat ke narm, and very, very polite. Very soft-hearted. Beautiful characteristic of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is this politeness. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says something that will weigh very heavy on the scale on the day of Qiyamah will be this politeness and good akhlaq. It will weigh very heavy on the scale. A person stands whole night in prayers and he fasts for the days. Yet the person who is of good akhlaq, he supersedes, he surpasses him. Because this person could be making a lot of prayers and a lot of nafil fast. But because of his akhlaq, his wife is unhappy, his children are unhappy, his neighbors are unhappy. His society is just waiting when this person goes to the qabristan. There are so many, their parents do not know what to do with those children. Parents are in fear when those children walk into the homes. One person says that the moment my son comes in, he's about 19, 20. But when he comes into the house, he comes with a demand. Because he's on drugs, he comes with a demand. I want so much. I must have this. And if she doesn't give, then he takes out a knife from his pocket. Takes out a knife. Shows his mother as the knife. That poor lady, what else is she going to do? Says, my jewelry is gone, my cash is gone, everything. And she lost her husband also. So there's nobody to now control this youngster. No akhlaq at all. Therefore some poet beautifully said, ليس الجمال بأثواب تزيننا بل الجمال جمال العلم والأدب ليس الجمال بأثواب تزيننا بل الجمال جمال العلم والأدب ليس اليتيم قد مات والده لِلْيَتِيمُ يَتِيمُ الْعِلْمِ وَالْأَدَبِ. Our beauty and our handsomeness and prettiness and everything else is not in the type of clothes that we wear. Fashionable clothes, time to shine, latest design, latest brands. It's not in that. عِلْم and adab. The child who loses his father is indeed a yatim. If the child is a minor and loses his father, then he's a yatim. Not that many people, as they say, after the person is already 50 years old, to say, Maulana abhi yatim hai bichara, baap guzar gaya tha. 50 years, he's a very sif, yatim hai abhi. So that minor child is a yatim. He said, the real yatim is a person who doesn't have the ilm of deen and doesn't have adab. That is the real yatim. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, politeness. Therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is reported to have said, he says that the people who are most beloved to me and will be very close to me on the day of Qiyamah are those who have the best akhlaq and who are most polite. Most polite and best akhlaq, they are the ones I love dearly and they will be close to me on the day of Qiyamah. And those people whom I dislike, and they'll be distanced from me even on the day of Qiyamah, are those people who don't have politeness, they don't have good character. Work on this, my dear brothers and also my sisters who are listening. We have to work on this. Just as we work on other aspects of our life, how much of time is spent on beautification of our faces, how many different kinds of creams and powders and cosmetic is used, the $1 billion industry or $1 trillion. Then we have to work on this heart also. It is something that we have to work on. If I mentioned to the friends, and you must have heard it many times, that when we enter the Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the tiles, when we are entering from the back section of the Masjid, the tiles are shining so brightly, the way they have shined those tiles, that all those chandeliers and light fittings and written La ilaha illallah and Allahu Akbar, and Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or everything, whatever is there, it appears as if all those light fittings and brightness of that light is right inside those tiles. You can see it as if you are walking on this. So bright and shiny those tiles are. So I explain always to those, many a time I repeat that. I say, look at this tile, it was a stone. But when man made effort on the stone and shined it and made it bright, then it appears as if all that light has gone into the tiles. Although it's not inside, but it is as if the light is right in this, as if the light is coming out from inside the tile. So if on the stone a person makes an effort and this is what happens, then what about this heart? If we have to just shine it with taqwa, with the noor of yaqeen, with the noor of tilawat, zikr, ibadat, istighfar, tawbah, shine it properly, fulfillment of people's rights, and then go to the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then we will get the shine and that light and that noor coming into our hearts, like how that light has gone into the tile. But with that light going into the tile will still remain a tile, it will still remain stone. No matter how much it shines, but it will still be stone. And when this heart is shined, and then when that noor from the Rosa Mubarak, the noor of Riyazul Jannah, and the noor of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the noor of those pillars, and the noor of the mimbar and mihrab, when that will go into the heart, then it won't remain like that stone. Now there will be a complete transformation of this person's life. There will be a complete transformation. The person will not remain anymore a janawar, as they say, or janwar. When he's going to return, then there will be a complete transformation. Because it has gone into the heart. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that those people will be closest to me, those who have good akhlaq. Look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his dealings also. Look at his akhlaq. So how long are we going to remain short-fused? Inshallah, we'll discuss more examples, as I said. معاشرت میں نہایت کریم تھے نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. As he was explaining that he was full of generosity, kindness, nobility. Nabi علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام's whole life, nobody could point a finger at his akhlaq. And that is what is most difficult for us. You tell a person, read wazifa, alhamdulillah. Read so much tasbir, alhamdulillah, I'll do it. Make namaz, I will do it. The moment the person goes into the house and the wife must say one word and see what happens. Talaq, talaq, talaq. How many letters we get, believe me, how many letters. In anger, Malana will give talaq. So which person gives when he's happy? Husband and wife, they're very happy. They say, because I dearly love you and I'm very, very happy with you, therefore talaq, talaq, talaq. You heard of any stupid saying a thing like that? If any person says like that, then we'll say, look for the nearest asylum. And then we want to make three into one after that. And we get many people, they'll make three into one somehow. Twist and turn everything. One person went to one alim and he said, that I gave my wife three talaq. That alim was a jahil, not an alim. In the garb of an alim. So he said, I gave three talaq. So what now? And I'm missing my wife and I must have, you know, get her back. And is there any way that this talaq is not valid? He said, yes, but it will cost you so much. He said, no problem, whatever has to be paid, he paid him. He said, well, you see, your wife is not divorced, so why? He said, because did you do tajweed and qiraat? He said, no, I didn't do. So when you gave talaq, then did you make that qalqala on talaq? He said, I never heard of qalqala, what it is. So well, then your talaq is not valid. You didn't make qalqala. So you get some like that. So you didn't make a qalqala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must give us hidayat. اور آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دعوت و ہدیہ قبول فرماتے تھے اور ہدیہ کا بدل بھی فرماتے تھے. نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام used to accept ہدیہ and used to also give ہدیہ. But what is ہدیہ? Explained in some other majlis. Izhar of محبت, full stop, that's all. That's ہدیہ. Expression of the love that is in the heart. If a person gives somebody something, gives his wife, gives his mother, gives his friend, that is hadiyah, finish. If the person is expecting something in return, then that's a bribe. Lots of people give hadiyahs to the ministers in the government. Big, big hadiyahs they give. Is that hadiyah they are giving? Or somebody in authority, somebody here, there, is that hadiyah? That's bright. So much so that our akabir, our mashayikh, of course, it's permissible, but they went to that extent that we should not even say, there's a hadiyah for you, so that you make dua for me. They went to that extent that they said, mustn't even say that this is hadiyah for you, so that you make dua for me. So that to their face, some kind of a exchange, you are waiting for something in return. Although, as I said, that it is permissible. But that was their ihtiyat and the taqwa levels. Correct thing about hadiyah is that first of all it must be 100% halal. And then we must give with sincerity. And it must be, as I said, for izhar of muhabbat, nothing else. Then the person who receives, now he must tell friends or whoever he wants to, that so and so gave me his hadiyah. He must announce, not that person must go around announcing everywhere. Maulana Abrar Ahmad Rahmatullah Alayh, say he went to England. So there's one person waited and there was a nice big crowd there. Then he came with an envelope in front of everybody. Hazrat Hadiya hai. It wasn't his habit to accept Hadiya in the very first meeting, not knowing the person, but just so that he doesn't suffer any embarrassment. So these people, they even look at that, that if I'm not going to accept it now, then this person will suffer embarrassment. So he accepted. They say, under ek pawn tha, one pawn. But he wanted to announce as if he must have given him a couple hundred thousand in the check inside that envelope. So everybody must see. Where's the ikhlas in it? So that person will give according to his capacity. The person who receives must give according to his capacity something. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is to accept. Even dawat Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is to accept. But if the person knows that the dawat is of a person who is taking interest, is gambling, is usurped other people's properties, so then it is not right that the person should be eating. But even then, because of the doubt, find some nice excuse. Mareez ki iyadat farmate the, there are many incidents that are coming to mind, but I'm not going in that direction now. Inshallah, we'll discuss it again. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to visit the sick. So many incidents. That incident of Abu Jahl was the enemy. How many times I have mentioned it. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Abu Jahl too knew that if I'm going to fall sick, he'll come to see me. So he digs a trench, small trench there, and puts his bed there, and fills it with sawdust, thinking that if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will come, then he'll fall inside there. Knows of it. Allah Ta'ala informed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam through Hazrat Jibreel, so he turned around just there. So this enemy, Abu Jahl, he jumped, now because he saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going away, so he fell into that hole himself. Then look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He goes and extends the hand to him and pulls him out from him. What kind of akhlaq? These things are not to be just listened to. It's not just for the listening. Nowadays everything they say is for the listening pleasure. All our deen is for listening pleasure. So it's not for listening pleasure only, it's for implementation. And we'll stop here. Maazirat karne wale ka uzar qubool farmate the. And if any person had to say, I'm sorry, apologize, made a mistake or something like that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to accept. Today there is no question of accepting a person's apology and maafi. And all of our akabir you will find, no matter what, but when the person says, make me maaf, I made a mistake, say maaf. After that, it's a different thing. After they make maaf, it's not necessary. They must maintain that same kind of contact and ta'alluq. That even Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him that Wahshi, if it's possible, then don't come in front of me. When I look at you, I think of my uncle, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. For the muhaddiseen have written, and the shurra and the commentators, that they too, the benefit was for Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala. It was not that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam could not have tolerated. But when he's going to come forward and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will think of his uncle, then he can cause harm to Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala. Kudurat of the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In any case, there's a long discussion about that. But the fact is that there's a lesson in there, and it was for us, that many a times it happens a person was in very good terms and good relationship with somebody, good friendship. But after that, some incident took place where this person was very, very disappointed and disillusioned and disheartened. So now he makes him maaf. He says, all right, make me maaf. He says, make me maaf. He says, all right, maaf. But now he doesn't want to keep that same kind of friendship. So nothing wrong. Now don't make ghibat of him. Make dua for him. And then keep your distance. How beautiful Islam is. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as I said, there was nothing but acceptance. So all of our akabir also, that was there. The moment the person says, make me maaf, maaf. One person, Hazrat Millat rahmatullah alayhi, told him, oh, he made a major mistake. And then he said, Hazrat, make me maaf. So he said, I make you maaf. But get out of the khanqa now. So somebody said, but you made him maaf. So he said, what does it? Does it mean that when a person takes a big needle and he just pokes you, and after that says, make me maaf. So you said, I've made you maaf. But does it mean the pain is gone too? If a person takes a needle and pokes somebody, and after that says, make me maaf. So you make maaf. But does it mean the pain is gone? Or if there's a nail, then what will happen? So that is a different thing. We will discuss this inshallah further. I just thought about Asar time because I was planning to go to Stanger for the program there, but I was still around and there was a change of program, so we thought we'll have this majlis for my own benefit and for whosoever Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wills. This environment we must appreciate. We don't get it everywhere. and to discuss the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what can be better? May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless me, bless you and the ummah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Akramal Akramin, Ya Ghiyathal Mustaghifin. Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram. Hamare gunahon ko maaf farma, khataon ko maaf farma. Forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night. Forgive us, our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Cause the winds of hidayah to blow throughout the continents. Bless us with the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. My beloved Allah, bless us with the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Change the condition of our lives. Distancing ourselves from Sharia, our lives have become full of restlessness, anxiety, worries and trouble. Ya Allah, bless us with hidayat and guidance. Make us yours and become ours. Fill our hearts with the muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. All those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, with plentiful of halal, risk, remove the difficulties and problems. Bless us with a life of taqwa, a life of qanaat, a life of shukr, a life of zuhud, a life of yaqeen, tawakkul. Hame apna bana le aur hamara ban ja. Ey Rabbe Kareem, tujhe chod ke hum gande jaye. We acknowledge that indeed we are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. If the ground beneath our feet has to shake and swallow us up, Ya Allah, we know we are deserving of that. If the gale force winds up to destroy us, we know we are deserving. But you don't love punishment, you really love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. Hamare hal par raham par, open the floodgates of your mercy and rahmat. Ey Rabbe Kareem, hame sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat wali zindagi. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Bless us with rizq which is 100% halal. Ey Rabbi Kareem, ummat of Muslimah ki pareshaniya ko dur farma. Throughout the world with the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Remove the suffering, the difficulties, hardship and problems. Remove the difficulties of mankind around the globe, wherever disasters have struck. Ya Allah, unki takleef aur pareshani ko dur farma. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, Ya Allah, protect us and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya maut ka waqt aaye to khatima iman ke upar, salamati ya deen aur azaa ke saath. شہادت کے موت مدینہ طیبہ میں نصیب فرما. مقتی میں دفن نصیب فرما. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا مہیا. تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ وہ امید کرم ہے. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے. مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو آپ. برحمتی کا یا ارحم.